I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Last week on Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine, our host told you about the Arts in Healthcare program at UK. And today we're highlighting an educational component of that initiative involving medical professionals in training, exploring their artistic side. How this program within a program could factor into your quality of care is coming up in this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Arts Cafe, or Arts Connect Around Food and Enrichment, is a pilot program for those who are studying to become surgeons to discover creative outlets other than work and school so they might achieve a more balanced life. And to get a preview, Dr. Greg spoke with Sarah Brown, program coordinator for the UK Surgery Residency, and Dr. Sandra Beck, program director. The first voice you'll hear in this interview is Dr. Beck, followed by Brown.
My husband's an artist. And I found that art has been very helpful for me to sort of take me outside of medicine and kind of rejuvenate. And so a couple of years ago, I brought Sarah on board as one of our coordinators. And she has a background in art education. And when we were interviewing her for the job, I had talked to her about maybe coming up with some kind of curriculum or some kind of how could we use arts to help decrease the stress on our residents, improve wellness. And Sarah's really taken this and run with it. And I'm gonna let her talk about sort of all the background research she did, contacts that she made, and then we can talk more about Arts Cafe.
And I think as we engage in this discussion, one of the things that I took away from my initial reading of the article about Arts Cafe is you're acknowledging the physician as a total human being. He or she is not just a product of their work. I think, does that seem to be a recurring theme?
Yeah, I think so. We really wanted, you know, so many of these kids, we call them kids, they're young adults.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, they may be far from home. They come into a job where they work 60, 70, 80 hours, sometimes more, a week, and they don't really have time to develop a community. And it kind of, you sort of see the same recurring things over time. They go out afterwards, they have drinks with their colleagues, but they are always talking about work. And so what we wanted to try and do was give them another outlet, another hobby, something outside of medicine where they could build community, have some something else that they're doing that it took them away from this very intense medical experience. So yeah, I think probably acknowledging them as a full human is a good way to put that.
So yeah, Sarah, if you could talk a little bit about the genesis of Arts Cafe.
Sure. So as Dr. Beck mentioned, I came on. I've got a background. I actually got my degree in art education here at University of Kentucky, and with my professor Alan Richards has been really monumental in the way that he looks at art education. Almost elevated from the kindergarten finger paint kind of thing. So that's kind of my background and bringing the idea to light. And I came across a study out of Stanford that found that sense of social support or of support systems in general surgery residency programs found that it offered them more sense of connectivity, and it also could help alleviate some of the maladaptive behaviors. For us, we looked at the program as a way to fast track that, get through that awkward first date stage when they first get here.
Sure.
And you get to learn one another, learn from one another over food and over an activity that's novel to most people in the room. So in its conception, we got instructors that are high-level instructors. These are artists in the community. Some are faculty at the College of Fine Arts and also at the Fine Arts Institute, and some who have worked previously with the Arts and Healthcare through the UK hospital.
And it's I talked with Jason about that just last week.
Yeah, it's been really beautiful to see everything come into sync and to see this partnership being leveraged across not only the hospital community, but also the college. And there are a lot of resources here that it didn't make sense not to engage and to put them, put those connections in the right places. So what we've come to in honor of and respect of time for the residents is one workshop per month. It's a 3-hour workshop. They spend some of the time meeting, and there's a small reception over food, and they have 90 minutes of instruction, which we found is almost not enough. Like they really do have conversations, and we have seen engagement across PGY levels, so postgraduate year levels. So you have some interns, and we even up to the chief residents. And the residents are with us in the general surgery program for 5 years. And as someone who's very deeply rooted in the bluegrass area, I couldn't imagine uprooting and leaving my family at each juncture of my education. Mm-hmm. And saying, I mean, there's a lot of sacrifice in that. And if we can offer a space where we can use the art making to work inside of the brain on a therapeutic way or cathartic way byproduct, then that's perfect. But our initial goal is really just to get them together over something healthy and be able to de-stress and be able to spend time in community with one another.
Well, and you mentioned something a moment ago, Sarah, that really struck me, because Jason and I touched on this as well. For some reason in our culture, after kindergarten, after the early primary school years, for many of us, we lose that connection with drawing, with painting, with and other forms of art as well, be they dance or theater or poetry, fiction writing. Why is that? Why do we lose that connection? Is it because we're also focused on getting a job, or STEM education crowding out everything else?
Not necessarily. I think, and I can only speak personally, I haven't, but in my experience, as you age and once you get to the teen years, you kind of decide whether or not it's part of your psyche. You decide, oh, well, I am an artist or I am not an artist. And I am like Jason in my sentiment that everyone has the humanities within them. It's an undercurrent of our existence. Being able to tap in sometimes, some people do. Dr. Beck is an amazing gardener. It's gorgeous, the things that she's able to make happen, and that everybody has their way that they stay in tune with that part of themselves. They don't always vocalize, or they don't always verbalize it as, this is my time making art.
I know some of the most well-rounded, most successful people I've met in medicine, for example, my former department chair was a music major and is still playing music many, many decades later. It makes me think of the physician poet William Carlos Williams, who in one of his poems said, "It is difficult to get the news from poems, yet men die miserably every day for lack of what is found there." And I think we ignore the humanities to our own peril when we're in the sciences or in business or in other professions. Is this a program that may be expanded at some point to other residency programs, other individuals within the medical center?
I think that would be the ultimate goal, to kind of pair, to be able to offer this to more than just the general surgery residents. Right now it's more of a pilot study, and it's funny, when I tell people outside of UK at like our national program director meeting, or I tell even faculty, they're like, oh, can we come? But, the residents are, they're trying to be tough and strong. And they're like, you want us to go, cut and paste for 3 hours? And I'm like, you guys, this is really good. You need to have something else. My husband jokes that when I was a resident, I had a culturectomy. Because, I trained before the 80-hour work week. And when we met, I hadn't hardly read any, books for pleasure. I was really out of touch with, current culture and movies and everything else. And And so...
What our listeners can't see is me smiling ruefully because I remember feeling guilty as a first-year medical student for reading a novel.
Yeah, yeah, really. I mean, you only ever did it when you were on vacation, and half the time you spent, you know, the first 3 days of the vacation sleeping to catch up on your sleep. So, you know, I think they think I'm a little strange in that I'm trying to get them into art. But the ones who've gone have told me, like, wow, I got to actually sit with my colleagues and I learned about their family. Or I didn't know this person that I've been working with for a year already actually is into art, you know. And so I think it's a way to really hopefully get them involved. We're really happy. The first one, we've actually doubled the number of residents who've come at the second Arts Cafe. So I think word's getting out a little bit, but it's a tough crowd. So I think it would be hard to arrange this for all the residents because there's over, I think, 700 residents here at UK. We expanded it to urology and plastic surgery as well, just to kind of let other people... Oh, sorry, not urology. CT and plastics. Yeah, sorry, mm-hmm. Not urology.
Oh,
CT
sure.
And plastic surgery. Because we thought we had the numbers that we could do it. I think it would be great to have something like this for everybody. But maybe it's also, Sarah mentioned my landscaping and gardening. My next thought is, wow, you know, maybe part of this becomes like, you know, not everybody's into the arts. Maybe some other people want to do that. And I have some people I know in the community who work at nurseries, know plants. Mm-hmm. So it may be like the next step is we do like, okay, a different workshop for people who may have different interests. I'm not trying to help everybody find their hobbies, but... I found in residency, I really felt this deprivation of sort of, it was so focused on training and medicine that there was sort of this black hole to the rest of your life, you know. And I think hopefully if we can just keep them in touch, it will help this burnout and wellness. So
I'd like to back up and with the phrase Arts Cafe, we had the intention on the reproducibility of the program and switching out arts for any of the humanities, or you could do a culinary cafe. And the cafe part is what's crucial, is that we're connecting around food and enrichment.
Yes.
We were hesitant to make it a curriculum ask, right? Like we are meeting their surgical residency needs. We don't want to in any way force people to be uncomfortable settings, right? And doing new things can sometimes be intimidating, whether people want to admit or not. And I think that what we seek to do is not to create artists, although it could absolutely happen. We've seen some really great work, but more just to offer something different for their brain to chew on, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, and again, coming back to that human connection, allowing a venue for surgical residents to interact with each other in some other venue besides the clinic, the OR, the wards, where they open up to one another's humanity. And I'm sure this is as true for many surgeons and artists as it is for pathologists. One of the highlights of my work are the colleagues that I have, the friends that I have made virtue of this profession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me today. Is there any other aspect that of Arts Cafe that we haven't touched on that you'd want our listeners to know about?
I think really is the only other thing I'd like to mention is the diversity that we're hoping to offer. It is a year-long pilot in support. We're extremely grateful to the Arts and Healthcare Office and also the Fine Arts Institute for backing us, and we're very excited to have the instructors. We are doing everything from collage to printmaking to basket weaving, so we've got some very diverse options in media, and we just really hope that they'll take a chance. I know that it's a tough group, but we feel very strongly if we can prove that the surgeons will take time in their residency to try it out, you may be surprised.
My thanks today to artist Sarah Brown, program coordinator at the UK Department of Surgery, and Dr. Sandra Beck, the residency program director for talking with me about Arts Cafe. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.